Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Susan Starler, Thinking Outside the Box. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am, again, very excited to say that this month at our open house lecture, which will be happening on Thursday night, July 23rd, at my office at 12301 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 615 in West Los Angeles, we are going to be having Dr. Jessica Wu, an eminent, well-known, and internationally respected dermatologist. Dr. Wu spoke with us last week on our Blog Talk Radio and introduced us to some of the topics that she's going to be discussing when we meet on the 23rd. I'm very excited to have her there because as an adjunct to what I do, I love working hand-in-hand with Dr. Wu. Every now and then, I get a patient who comes in, and it's something more than what just allopathic, which is Western medicine, or holistic health care and nutritional health care, which is what I do. It's more than what each can do alone. And in those types of cases, it's great to be able to have someone with whom you can collaborate so that everybody can get on board helping this patient with regard to their issues. For example, there are certain kinds of skin problems which need to be addressed topically as well as internally. And for those individuals who present with those types of skin problems, and again, this is not your normal, you know, gosh, I rubbed against some poison ivy and I have a rash, or I rubbed against something to which I'm allergic to and I now have contact dermatitis. This goes beyond that. This is the individual whose immune system may be so compromised that now they have basically developed a decrease in their barrier function. So their skin is not working as optimally to protect them as it normally would. And in those types of conditions, I'm working from the inside out, and Dr. Wu is working from the outside in, and we've had a great deal of success in approaching it from a multi-discipline level. And those individuals are very happy. So I wanted to just explain a couple of things with regard to how I go about cleaning things from the inside out so that you can get an idea of what you might be able to do to help yourself just from the get-go, just in case you don't choose to consult with a healthcare practitioner such as Dr. Wu or myself. So as I've mentioned many times in the past on our program, at least 75 to 85, depending on who you're listening to, percent of our immune system comes from our gut. If there is a compromise in that very rich arena of bacteria and virus and parasites, all of which are working with us and for us, if there's an imbalance in that, you can get what's called leaky gut. And when you get leaky gut, which is the common phrase for increased intestinal permeability, you get a whole lot of foreign bacteria, virus, parasites, undigested food, fungus, mold, anything that's coming through your system which would otherwise be protected by the lining of that gut going right into your bloodstream. And when that happens, it goes and it creates an antigen which now has to be attacked by the body in order to get it out of the body because it's not supposed to be there to begin with. What happens when that insult, that incursion of foreign material, whatever it happens to be, gets to be so much that the immune system is on fire, your gut is on fire, and now, as always happens, your brain and nervous system get to be on fire, and your gallbladder and your liver are becoming overloaded with toxins, and your kidneys are getting overloaded with toxins, and your lymph system is now getting backed up. Guess where it all goes? Well, it's got to come out somewhere. So it comes out in the skin. So when I'm working with patients, the first thing I do is see how far back along that pathway do we need to go in order to start facilitating a pretty peaches and cream complexion, or healthy glowy complexion, or a complexion that is less challenged than it was before. And that's assuming it's on your face. Well, how far back you have to go depends on how long you've had the problem and what exactly is going on. So looking at patients to determine how that might play out, we do a couple of different things. One of the common techniques that I use is called nutrition response testing. And this is not a method of diagnosis. It's a method to actually test a person's body to see what they might be reacting to and what natural supplements or natural solutions like taking away food or bringing in other foods we might introduce or take away from the body in order to calm that system down. It is incredibly effective, and it works beautifully because it also helps me to determine what sort of blood tests I might want to run. If somebody's coming in and says, oh, I have had allergies my whole life, and I know I can't eat sugar, or I know I can't eat anything that has dairy in it, then I'm going to say, well, if you know you can't do that without reacting, let's eliminate that food and see if we can't help your body to function better so you'll stop getting rashes, or you'll stop getting eczema, or you'll stop getting psoriasis, or you'll stop getting pimples, or you'll stop having skin dryness, or you'll stop having skin itchiness, or boils, or whatever else looks like it's a toxin trying to come out of the body through the skin. It's one of the first things that we do. We look at the gut, and then we go from there. Now, when Dr. Wu comes and is a guest lecturer at our open house on the 23rd, she's going to go into some of this as well. And it is incredibly viable and incredibly profound what can be done on your own behalf by you just in your own kitchen. If I had to leave you with two little tidbits for the day, I would say, by all means, stop eating things that have sugar in it. And sugar, anything that ends in an O-S-E, dextrose, or a sugar substitute like sucralose or fructose. You don't want to eat anything that has sugar in it because that can absolutely cause inflammation and can give all sorts of skin problems. Many people have a problem with dairy. Now, I'm not talking about raw dairy, which is controversial for a lot of people. I'm talking about the homogenized, pasteurized, processed dairy, which the body basically looks at as undigested globules of fat. You put that into your system and the body says, what do I do with this? And how am I going to get any nutritive value out of it? And it just gunks up your system and also increases inflammation. So that's two. Now here's your bonus. If you want to really help yourself, since a good third of the population, arguably, is sensitive to or allergic to or has a reaction to any kind of product that has gluten in it, stop eating bread. Stop eating pasta. If you just stop eating those two things, which are the majority of the wheat products or gluten products consumed by Americans today, a lot of your skin conditions, a lot of your other conditions, inflammatory conditions, joint pain, aches, swelling that go along with that, will start to feel more relief. It will start to calm down. You will start to be able to move easier and feel better in general. So there's your three. Decrease the sugar or stop it completely. Decrease the dairy or stop it completely. And decrease the gluten-related products or stop them completely. As far as supplements go, I will get into supplements more during our next session. So hopefully you will all come and join us. Please RSVP for the 23rd. To 310-571-1212. You can also email to reception@starler.com. That's R-E-C-E-P-T-I-O-N @starler.com. Or you can also respond on Facebook. Now, don't forget to like us on Facebook also. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. And we will hopefully see you on the 23rd. So take good care, and until then, this is Dr. Starler, thinking outside the box. Bye-bye.